Okay, you heard me? Well, I think I gave you a 10 minutes break now. Is it? Are we still waiting for someone? Or you think it's okay? We just start? Yeah. So this is the last lecture of this semester. So I'll spend some time on talking about the exam and answer whatever questions you have about the exam and the grading. And then I'll use the last, I guess, 20-30 minutes to do a longer Kahoot quiz than we have done previously. And I brought some chocolate for a surprise for you. So I think this quiz will be a nice way of rehearsing also for the exam, because it's kind of the style is a bit similar to some of the multiple choice questions that you will be getting at the exam. So the agenda for today is just a course wrap-up, and yeah, the written exam is the 27th of May. I haven't yet confirmed the time it will start. I don't know if any one of you have seen that, if it's been posted yet. It might start in the morning, might start in the afternoon, so you need to check that to make sure. And the exam is 3 hours. It's a written exam. There will be two different exams, one for the master students and one for the bachelor students. So you need to know if you are a master student or a bachelor student. I'm sure you know that yourself. I had a complication at one of my exams where one of the exchange students were a bit unsure, so didn't know which exam to grab. So I guess you're registered in a way that it shouldn't be any doubt about it. Okay. So how to prepare? So these are my recommendations. Of course, you prepare however you want to. But if you look at Fronter, I have made a list of the syllabus with what is required reading and what's recommended reading. And the exam questions will be from the required reading list. But of course, I also recommend that you read the rest of the material, because that will maybe give you some insights that will help you excel in the exam. The course textbook has some very good review questions after each chapter. If you haven't looked at those, I really highly recommend that you take a look at all these review questions, because then as you prepare for the exam, you can check yourself if you can answer these review questions. And they are pretty short, easy, or straightforward questions. And then we have the Kahoot quizzes. My voice is failing me a little bit today. I have a cold, sorry. So I will post links to all the Kahoot quizzes on Fronter, so that you can rehearse also by playing them with friends, or maybe it's a nice party trick. Just take off one of these Kahoot quizzes on the next party. Maybe not, I don't know. And of course, we have some previous exams available for you. I think we have four previous exams that I have, no, three that I have made. And there's also a couple from another lecturer that are a little bit different in the style. But the three that I have made, you can see by looking at the style how sort of predict the structure of the exam. I'm going to stick to the same sort of style this year too. And that's the next slide. I'm really happy that Matthew could take most of the talking today. So it's in... For the bachelor students, there are only two parts of the exam, or there are three parts, but the part two is sort of doubled up. So we have the first one, which is multiple choice. There's only one correct answer. That's a bit important to notice, because in some of the Kahoot quizzes there are more correct answers, so that you don't get confused with that. If you answer the question correctly, you get 2 points. If you answer incorrectly, you get 0 points. I tried the first year that I had this course to give negative points if you answered incorrectly, but it turned out to be a bit bad for the grading. So I changed my mind on that, because someone then ended up with minus points, and that was a bit unfair for the first part of the exam. So there's only one correct answer, and if you answer wrong, 0 points. So you can just answer every question, even if you're a bit unsure. Yeah. If you answer 2 questions, I would disqualify that, and you will get 0 points, no matter what you, if you did one of them correct. Okay? But that's just disqualification, I would say, if you do that, yeah, for that one question. this is also, of course, quite clearly described in the exam, so you don't have to memorize this, but if you feel unsure now, this is the right time to answer questions. I will not be present at the exam, but I will be available on the phone in case there are some problems with the formal problems, typing errors or whatever. They can contact me and clarify this. And then is the second part of the exam, which is not multiple choice, but they are questions that you should answer, and you should try to not write an essay on this short answer. Try to keep it to maximum half a page. These questions are designed in a way that you should not have very long answers. You should have a couple of sentences. And that's for the master students. There's also a part 3, which is a short essay. And here you will get several topics to choose from, and you can write a short essay, handwritten pages around 3 to 4, of course, depending on how big you're writing. How big your writing is. And please try to write in a way that is possible for me to somehow read it. Sometimes I get into problems when grading, because it's so hard to read the handwriting. And that can be negative, of course, if it's impossible to read it. Yeah. Any questions about the structure of the exam? Yeah. Let me see. I think it's about a third for the part 1 and part 2, and yeah, you can see if you look at the previous exams, I indicated how many points you get per question, and you can see the total amount of points you can get. If I remember correctly, there were 20 multiple choice questions, adding up to 40 points, so that was 40% of the exam. Maybe one of you have looked at an exam and have one available. You can verify it. But I'll stick to the same structure, so there are no big surprises for you. And it seems to be 3 hours should be okay time limit, but it's not a lot of time, so you need to be effective. And for the grading, I'm using this scale. As you know, you have already submitted the project work, which should account for 50% of the grade. I will give points between 0 and 100, and then we calculate your grade for the project work depending on those points. But then, when I'm doing the complete grading, so your grade for your project work will be accessible to you via the comment field in Frontier. But keep in mind that I'm using the points, not the grade, when I do the averaging. So I take the points from the project work, and I add them to the points from the exam, and then I divide by two. So there's simple formula for that. Grading of the project work will use this this point scale, as we already been through. As I said, you will then get a final score in terms of points, and that will be converted into a grade according to the scale, as I showed you previously. So that means even though you get the C and the person next to you get the C, you might have like quite big difference in your points on your, let's say, on project work, and then you may end up, even though you perform the same in the exam, with the different grades. Okay. Any more question about the exam before we start the quiz? Yeah. 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 It's some required reading. Yeah. Yeah, of course, what we've been going through in the classes will be what you most likely will get questions about. So I'll, but then there might be a couple of questions that sort of separates who has been really studying this hard. So there might be a couple of questions that are that you need to read more than just what we have been discussing in the class. But I've been going through what I think is the core and main content of this course during the lectures. So if you only know the thing that we have been talking about in the lectures, that should be enough to pass the exam, of course. But please, if you want to have an A, you should read more. That's how it should be expected, I think. Any more exam questions? You're getting nervous? If you have more questions for me, you can, of course, email me. And also, there's a discussion field in the front room that can be used. If you post questions there, your co-students will see them, and I will see them when I log in and have a look. So that's a possibility if you have some more questions. And of course, just email me. And I want, of course, I want you all to have good grades. So I really, really wish that you studied hard, and that you have understood what we've been going through in the lectures. And I want to make the exam so that you can really show that you have got the content of this course right. So I really, really wish you good luck with the exam. And I'm very happy when I'm grading the exam and I see that my students understood this and they remember this. And I'm not here to try to hurt you with this exam, okay? I'm on your side. And what would make me really happy is to have a lot of good grades in the class, of course. So I hope you have been paying attention. So let's try to set up this Kahoot quiz. So today is a much longer one, and it's sort of taking questions from all of the parts of the syllabus that we've been going through. So it will take a bit longer than usual. Let me find it. Okay, I can't really turn the volume down. Sorry about that. trouble with logging on? No? That's sporty of you. Okay, everyone's in. Should we start? Okay. Good luck. Leader QWERTY. Question 2. What kind of backup technique would you choose? Okay, we have a new leader. Question 3. What type of IDPS is used for vaping level? That's the anomaly based. Hey, more of you got that right. Hey, it's now in the lead. Remember, it's chocolate at stake. Question 4. Which of these actions is not a containment, eradication, or recovery action? That's reporting the incident. Oh, good. Hey is still in the lead, but we have a couple of runners up here, so still not settled. So let's look at question 5. Which of these CSER services is a proactive service? Technology watch, so keeping track of what's going on, that's proactive. Hey is still in the lead. Hey. Question 6. What is an example of an atomic indicator? IP address. I see some has said hash value, but that's actually calculated on something, so it's not atomic. You need to do some calculations first. We have a new leader. And Mathieu, you're doing well, even though you didn't take this course. Nice. Okay. Question 7. What phase in the intrusion kill chain model is antivirus a useful course of action? Installation phase. Wow, good. Stefan is now in the lead. Question 8. What type of IDPS is most suitable for processing encrypted data? Application based IDPS. Okay. Hey. It's on the way. Which of these incident indicators is an example of a definite? Use of dormant accounts. So, unusual system crashes, I guess, can be also symptoms of not definitive incidents. You have a new leader, but there's also a lot of runner-ups. So, let's go on. Which of these tools is not an NIDPS? Nmap is for scanning, it's not for detecting things. Nine is still in the lead. Mathieu is in second place, fighting for the chocolate. 11 question. Which of these protocols are commonly misused in reflective DDoS attacks? DNS, NTB, and Kargen. We still have 9 in the lead. Question 12. Which of these tools would be most useful for analyzing a PCAP file? Awesome, that's Wireshark. Okay, we're getting close to the final here. Question 13. Which of these is not a good example of methods for collecting business impact analysis data? Thinks that the sessions controlled by managers are the best. I think we touched upon that in lecture, that people sometimes are reluctant of saying what they mean in those kinds of sessions. So yeah. Okay, let's see. Question 14. Which team should be in charge of resuming operations at an alternate site? Business continuity team, as most of you remember. Okay, so final question. I think it's giving a 1,000 points, so still not settled who's the winner, but 9 seems to be in the lead still. Which site resumption strategy is the most expensive? Mirrored site, because then you copy everything and you keep it running. Okay, so let's see who's the winner. 9 is the winner, so congratulations. It's in this room. Okay, awesome. Come and get your chocolates. And feel free to rate this quiz. Okay, so good luck. So we still have like 15 minutes left. I don't have any more slides, but of course if you have more questions we can do that. Or if you want to talk to me individually, I'll just hang around here and you can come to me and ask your questions. And I really, really wish you good luck with the exam. And it's not going to be scary. It's only 3 hours. You'll survive. And hope that you all get good results. Yeah. Yeah, there's an evaluation in front here. It's not open. Okay. I can open it now. Actually, we could do that now if you want. Just let me. Yeah, so there's a course evaluation. Yeah, it's deactivated. Let me try to activate it. And then you can do the evaluation now if you want. Activate the test. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. So, okay, it should be activated. Can any one of you just quickly log into Frontier and check that you have the possibility to answer it? So I really like to get feedback on the way I'm teaching this course. I have done this 3 years now and trying to improve it every time. So I really want your feedback. So whenever you don't have to do it now, of course, you can do it later. You can write like free text how like things that you want me to change and just your general comments on the teaching of this class. So what I've tried to do is to activate you a little bit by having these quizzes and not doing all time like one-way communication, and also trying to make you force you to do some discussions between yourself and present some things. I don't know if you want to say comment on that in public. Do you feel that that has been a good way of making it more participatory? Someone's nodding at least. Yeah, good. You like the Kahoot quizzes? Yeah. Especially since there's chocolate. Yeah, good. I'm trying to bribe you a little bit. No, no. Just whatever you want to, just fill out the course evaluation form and give me the feedback, and I'll take that into account. And if there's something special that comes up, I will of course contact the class representative and have a meeting about it, if it's something we should change. Okay. Did anyone of you check if it's working? Okay, good. Yeah, so if it's nothing more, I will wish you very best of luck with the exam, and not only this lecture or this course, all of the exams, of course. And good luck with your future, and I'll maybe see you around again. Sometimes bump into my previous students in work, and it's really nice to see where people are going. You can add me on LinkedIn if you want. I think I put my LinkedIn profile also on Frontier. Yeah. So you can do that, and we can stay in touch. Okay, thank you.